Tango Mobile.
This is W2JKT.
Me on the end of the call, but hear the rest of it. It's static, got you. And good afternoon.
Juliet Kilo Tango, Eric here. We've spoken before, it's been a while though.
The voice was familiar. I just couldn't put the rest of the call and the name with it, but the voice was familiar. Yeah, I just finished lunch at Olive Garden, and I'm headed home to kind of vegetate for the rest of the day.
Like a good meal. I'm headed home from work. I've got a doctor's appointment this afternoon, so I'm headed back up to Shelby now after putting about a half day at work.
Headed to Shelby. I had meant to get there for the ham fest, but didn't make it, so. Haven't been up that way in a while, and maybe I'll get around to it one of these days, get back up and visit that area. There's some nice places up there to go look at, do some picture taking, and I just went to Olive Garden and had all the soup you could eat, so that was good, and I sat at the bar and talked with people, so it's always good to do that.
I used to do that quite a bit, but I only recently moved to Shelby. I used to live down near Clemson, but I met a woman who lives up there while I was there for the Ham Fest last year, and she and I just started getting together, and a year later I'm like, you know what, it's time for me to move up there. So I bought a house and moved up in August, and I'm liking it. Shelby is a great little town. There's a lot of stuff to do around there.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things to do up that area. And it's not a high-priced town like Columbia or Spartanburg or Greenville or I don't know how bad Clemson is on high prices these days, but I'm sure that all of them are getting that way. But I know what it's like trying to live where I live.
It wasn't cheap, I can tell you that much. It's about the same as Clemson, I think. Maybe a little tiny bit more expensive, but about the same.
Well, glad you've got something going up that way and enjoying yourself, and that's always nice.
Yeah, she's got two boys, and all three of them are interested in getting their ham radio licenses. It's sort of just like a fun technical thing, a learning experience for the kids more than anything. But, so that's pretty cool. And, so that's exciting. I think the 13-year-old boy has been studying for his tech for a little while. The younger one, he's only 7, so he's only, mildly interested in it. So he may not go all the way, but, she and the older son will probably get their licenses this year.
Well, my wife, she had her license when she was alive, so. And for a while, she had her father's license, call sign, so after he passed away, she was able to get that. And then when she passed away, her brother picked it up, and since then it has ceased to exist because both of them are deceased. And I'm going to go home and see if I can get on the radio and play a little radio. There's a little bit, the band's getting, conditions are getting better, so I'm going to go home, see if I can find something on 75 or 40, some CW to work or something.
And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to lose the repeater here soon, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. I can only get this repeater up until about the construction zone, and I'm just getting into it. So, it was good talking to you, Rusty. It's been a long time, so I hope we can catch up again. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Eric, will you take it easy? Have a good weekend, and if I don't talk to you before then, have a good Halloween. I know that's coming up a week from Monday, so talk to you later. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.